Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Good to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Gorgeous day here in Kansas City. Wow, gorgeous.
Stick around tomorrow afternoon and into Friday and even a little bit Saturday. We could have some rocky weather shaping up.
80% chance of rain tomorrow, 80% chance on Friday, and it even continues into Saturday. So, yeah, some rough weather coming our way.
Be weather aware.
We will be weather aware.
Really?
All right, we are going to talk about two tandem cases this hour, okay? They are different, but similar enough that we want to bring them both into the fold of this conversation.
First one comes from KCTV5. Jerron Lightfoot was sentenced to 10 years in prison earlier today in connection with a fatal February 2023 crash that killed a Kansas City, Missouri police officer, his canine, and a pedestrian. You guys remember this? Lightfoot, who is 20 years old, he's from Tonganoxie, will receive a credit for the 1 year of house arrest that he's already served. Records revealed that on Thursday, April 18th, prosecutors moved a request that Judge Sarah Castle sentence Lightfoot to 10 years in prison for both counts of first-degree involuntary manslaughter.
That was the maximum sentence requested, and it was granted at 10 years.
You guys remember the wreck. It was down off Truman and Benton or in that area, and he was traveling at 89 miles per hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. He ran a red light, smashing into the cruiser.
And then the cruiser, the officer inside and his canine died. Mm-hmm. The cruiser then careened into a pedestrian, and the pedestrian died, okay? So, you know, 10 years was the sentence in this case today, and I think most people would say for the death of a police officer and a canine and a pedestrian.
Not enough.
I did not read there was alcohol or anything like that involved. It was just a very, very high rate of speed, ran a red light.
Almost three times the speed.
Okay?
Limit. Yeah.
10 years.
He claimed that his brakes went out, and that's why he couldn't stop.
By the way, tests on the car proved that the brakes worked fine.
True. Never, ever covered a case where someone claims the brakes went out, and they did. So that's case number one. But we also need to point out case number two. As the city of Kansas City is now fighting the arbitration award, which allowed a Westport firefighter to return to work after the deaths of three people in Westport. You remember Dominic Biscari has been granted back pay and the right to return to work. He did not serve any time. Okay. He was the driver of a fire pumper that was speeding, went through that intersection in Westport, hit a car. The car hit a pedestrian. Same set of scenario there. Mm-hmm. Three people died. No time.
Well, he's back on the job.
He's back on the job. Now, the city today filed a petition to block the arbitration decision that allows him to go back to work. I know there was a protest at Westport Road and Broadway last night over this. Family members and friends of the three victims are protesting the fact that he is getting his job back. At the time, the firefighter took an Alford plea, basically pleaded no contest to three counts of second-degree manslaughter. And I will ask you, what is the difference in these cases? How in one case is it 10 years, and in this case it's 0 years, and the firefighter gets his job back? Well, people are right to be screaming about this, Scott.
I don't disagree with you on that. I think the argument could be made he was functioning in his official capacity, where Jerron Lightfoot was not. Jerron Lightfoot was just going 89 miles an hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone because he wanted to. You could make the argument that this firefighter was
speeding.
He was speeding, no doubt about that.
They had been called off the call. That's number two.
Fair point.
When they went into that intersection, and there were prior rumblings that his driving was not safe.
How this guy got his job back, I do not know. I do not know.
I just struggle with a 10-year sentence differential. They're both about the same age. The defendant in the first case where the officer died is 20, and I believe the firefighter at the time was early 20s.
Not much older, yeah.
Early 20s.
That is the power of having the backing of a union versus not.
That's right.
Do you think that's what that came down to, Sam?
Oh, 100%.
Without question.
But the union fought for him to get his job
back. But let's take a step back. Let's not talk about him being reinstated, which the city, again, is now fighting. Let's just talk about the Alford plea to three counts of involuntary manslaughter, which yielded no time. How do you square that? Three people are dead.
Well, I don't mean to point this out, but I will. One of the people killed in the Jerron Lightfoot case
happened to be
a police officer.
A police officer.
That's right. And I think that changes everything. And I'm not saying one life is more important than the other.
It could have been any car sitting there when he ran that red light.
Correct.
It happened that day, sadly, devastatingly. It happened to be a police officer.
And so, if I may, Sam, for just a quick minute. We, in the law, tend to put police officers at a higher level when their lives are lost than we do your average, everyday citizen. And now we can disagree about that if you want. I'm not going to. I think it's fair. But he killed, Jerron Lightfoot killed a police officer in the line of duty. And there is the difference.
That was my exact point.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal it.
No, you're good.
I don't think the sentence should be any less because a police officer was killed. I want to be clear. I think in the case of the firefighter deaths, the sentence should be more.
Well, he shouldn't be getting his job back. I mean, that just defies logic.
With back pay.
Again, defies logic. It doesn't make sense.
This is why people, I do think, look at our system of justice sometimes and go, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. What? What?
By the way, job reinstated and fully eligible to get back behind the wheel of a KCFD.
So let me ask you this.
He should never be allowed to drive a fire truck for the rest of his life.
All things being equal, because there are so many similarities in these cases, if the firefighter had been driving his personal car and sped through that intersection in a personal car.
Off duty. Okay.
Killed three people.
I think we're talking about a different story.
Why? I think you have to have greater caution when you are driving a, 200-ton missile that will not break on a dime during a call that you've been called off from. Do you not have to have more caution?
Yes.
To at least look when the lights and sirens are on.
Yes, of course you do. Of course. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott. You're on KMBZ. Coming up after 4:30, we'll get into the protests that have taken place at college and universities across the United States. Columbia, obviously, being sort of ground zero here. But MIT, Michigan, Cal UT. Poly, UT today. That's right. University of Texas at Austin. All over the country. Let's go to Kathy in Overland Park. Kathy, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey. Well, thank you for keeping us all abreast of what's going on in the world. I love hearing you guys talk. Okay, I have a comment and then a question. Definitely, my opinion is the guy, I'm just commenting on the Westport one because I'm not familiar with the other one. The guy should never have been allowed to drive the fire truck again. But my question is, shouldn't someone who is above him in the pecking order, either the somebody who assigns people their duties or the firehouse, or is it the labor union who should be culpable?
You mean with respect to how old you have to be to drive or with respect to the punishment here?
With respect to making the decision that that guy was allowed to drive the fire truck again.
Well, I think that's up to the union, but the union is always going to come to the defense of their members.
Absolutely. And the city has now stepped in to ask a court to step in and either reverse or block his return to work. It doesn't change the fact he got probation for three deaths.
Could the fire chief not step in and say, I understand that, you know, the union has fought and they've won and he's returning to service, but I am the fire chief and he is not going to drive a fire truck ever again.
You think the chief's going to go against the union?
It's a great question, Scott. And I don't know the answer to that. Why, I've even said this. Why would you even want to drive a fire truck again?
By the way, from the text line, if I were a semi truck driver and I lost control of my truck and I killed three people, I would never have a CDL.
You would never work again. And Sam, did you say you don't have to have a CDL to drive a fire? I cannot believe that.
You don't need a CDL to drive a fire truck.
You need a CDL to drive a big rig, obviously. Yep. You need a CDL to drive a bus.
What does the C stand for?
Commercial.
A fire truck is exempt because it is not a commercial.
Neither is a school bus.
But when you think CDL, don't you think weight?
Yes.
You think weight.
Of course I do. I mean, a school bus is not a commercial vehicle.
The CDL training organization says that fire trucks are exempt from CDL requirements.
What grounds?
I want to remind everyone, in both cases, the drivers ran a red light. In both cases.
In both cases, the drivers were speeding. And in both cases, three living creatures died. 913-586-7798. Ash in KCK. Ash, hello.
Hey, guys. The biggest difference that I think is going on is the lawyers. The firefighter would have had union lawyers working for him because this happened on the job. This kid was 19 when this happened, and I'm sorry, he probably had a public defender. Not that a public defender is a bad lawyer, but they're overworked. My sister-in-law was a public defender out of Columbia. She had to quit because it was stressing her out to the point her hair was falling out because she wanted to do a good job. And, you know, it's just, that's all it is. Whether we want the legal system to be fair or not, it's still a good old boys club. The more money you've got, the better result you're going to have. And it stinks. But that's the way it is. And something to remember about those pumper trucks with all the water that's in them, as you're driving those, the water shifts. So he may have tried to stop. I don't know if he did or not. But all that water pushes forward and pushes the vehicle forward and makes it very difficult to stop.
Ash, thank you for the call. We will wrap and move to the city of Olathe and their fire department and specifically their trash department. And here's why. I don't know if we're going to make this a topic later or not, but it's certainly worth morphing into as a public service announcement. This from the city of Olathe this afternoon. Last week, a trash truck caught fire due to a lithium battery someone threw in the trash. Thankfully, they write, the driver acted quickly to dump the load safely to prevent extensive damage to the truck. The city of Olathe Fire Department arrived and was able to extinguish the fire quickly. They write, next time you think about throwing a product with a lithium battery out, like vapes, e-cigarettes, cell phones, tablets, laptops, in the trash, don't. Keep our solid waste drivers and community safe. please utilize the household hazardous waste facility. Now, there are photographs of a flaming dump of trash, enormous load of trash.
Yeah, it's big.
That when the fire started, the only thing the fire, or the, pardon me, trash truck driver thought to do quickly was to dump the entire load of trash into the street. And it is just this huge flaming pile.
You may notice it's right next to a fire hydrant.
Right next to a fire hydrant. Then the fire department shows up, puts out the fire. How many people do you think throw that stuff in the trash? I bet people do it all the time.
Lithium batteries?
Yes. You're not supposed to carry them on check them on an airplane. Because
correct.
We've seen fires on airplanes.
The depressurization is bad for
them. I never even thought about throwing an old flip phone in the trash or whatever. Apparently you're not supposed to do that.
Where am I supposed to get rid of a lithium battery?
If it's a phone, they have phone buyback stations at Walmarts all over the country. If it is a laptop, you're supposed to take it to an e-waste facility. If it's a larger battery, typically a car battery, then you would take it to probably a auto shop of some kind or a...
Are you not surprised this doesn't happen more often?
I am surprised it doesn't happen more often. Also,
look at this.
Me.
The trash truck is completely burned on the back.
Yeah.
It melted part of the trash truck.
I thought it was impossible to put out a lithium battery fire.
That is the fire coming from the lithium battery. So if this were a cell phone battery and a bunch of trash that overheated, caught fire, and caught everything else on fire, that's just a plain old fire with a really small battery on fire, right?
But can you not put out a lithium battery fire?
If an electric vehicle catches on fire,
correct.
Or you have a gigantic block of lithium batteries, say 8 feet
if by... Dana's car caught on fire.
That fire would burn until there were no more lithium to burn.
Yeah.
It burns that hot.
Yes, twice the heat of a standard structure fire, at minimum, twice the heat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do not throw your cell phones, vaping things, e-cigarette things in your trash, not just because you could catch the trash truck on fire, but if you put them in your trash, you could burn your house down.
I don't think I've ever thrown a lithium battery away.
I've never thought about it until I saw that huge hunkin' pile of trash on fire. Can you imagine driving by that? Oh, hello. What's going on there?
Nice neighborhood you live in. Really moving on up.
Heard of a flaming dumpster fire. That's what that is.
There goes my property value. Up in flames.
Well, that fire was right in the middle of the street.
Oh, he dumped that load right there.
Yeah, I did. And by the way, do you notice one thing you don't see in that picture? The dump truck.
A fire truck or a dump truck. Yeah.
He dumped it. He's like, I'm out.
I'm out.
You don't see the dump truck in the picture. I'm gonna loosen my load right here and I'm out. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We will go to Columbia University and universities across the country when we return here on Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, story here from CNN. There have been multiple confrontations between police officers, state troopers in full riot gear with batons, and students on the University of Texas Austin campus as officers continue to break up a pro-Palestinian protest today. According to Amelia Kimball, who is the associate managing editor at the Daily Texan, in a live ground shot from CNN affiliate KEYE, a very large crowd of protesters can be seen along with police officers on the UT Austin campus. Kimball described the event as, quote, a severe escalation. During the interview, Kimball said there was a physical clash between students and police. In the live feed from KEYE, pushing and shoving could be seen between police and the protesters.
So we watched this video during the break. It's the full militarization, officers in tandem walking
riot
toward
gear.
The protest in riot gear. This says dozens of Texas Department of Public Safety troopers in riot gear marched down Speedway Mall once the protesters started marching. UT police were also on hand. After about 45 minutes of the crowd marching south on the Speedway Mall from the Gregory Gym area, police ordered the protesters to disperse or, quote, be arrested as per the penal code. And when you look at the other protests mirroring this across the country, this has grown and grown and grown this week to the point that Columbia told its students either go home or go online. We're shutting campus down.
Through the end of the semester, Dana. Through the end of the semester. Here's something also from CNN. Columbia University student protesters said today they will not stop protesting until their demands are fulfilled. What are their demands?
It has to do with funding of certain businesses by the college, and I don't know if that's through their
endowment
or the like, but that's part of the issue at UT Austin. Listen to the Division of Student Affairs response. UT Austin does not tolerate disruption of campus activities or operations like we have seen at other campuses. This is an important time in our semester. Students are finishing classes and studying for finals. We will act first and foremost to allow those critical functions to proceed without interruption. But I will remind you, Texas today looks a lot worse than Columbia did a couple of days ago.
It certainly does. That's right.
And Columbia just said, we're just done.
And you're now starting to hear from parents who are demanding a refund for their students' education. My student is not participating in these protests, and yet my student now has to go online for the next month to finish their studies.
At Yale.
I want my money back.
Where 44 were arrested. NYU, a string of kids were arrested. How many at UT today? I think up to 20 at the University of Austin, Texas. Scott, I don't know what the schools are supposed to do. And we are not wading into the debate of this conflict or this war. That's not what we're here to do. But we are seeing massive disruptions on college campuses now across the country during finals.
So what do you do? I know what you do. You get your butt to class or you fail.
But students have been protesting wars on college campuses as long as there have been wars and college campuses.
Usually these are wars that involve the United States.
I don't disagree with that. But if you can't peacefully protest on a college campus, where else are you supposed to protest?
But
I'm not saying that some of these get into territory that's beyond legal, but where else are you? That's like one of the most sacred rights we have.
But you're go ahead, Sam.
Scott, to your point, though, a number of the people arrested are not students of the universities.
And that's something that needs to be repeated, Sam, because in the Columbia story that I was just reading
showing up
where the students said, you know, we're not going to disband until our demands are met or whatever. One of the student organizers of this protest was asked, are all of the people protesting students? And they said, we will not confirm nor deny that. There has been a suggestion that a number of people who are engaged in the protests, especially at Columbia University, which, by the way, is in the northwest side of Manhattan in New York City, A number of the people who are engaged in these protests are outside agitators who are just there to cause friction.
Okay. So do you arrest just the outside agitators and let the students protest?
Arrest them for what?
You know, and keep in mind that I don't even know how this is going to go, because the governor, Abbott, issued an executive order a few weeks ago calling for universities to curb anti-Semitism by revising their free speech policies, specifically mentioning a couple of Palestinian groups, including up to expulsion from school. The protests come, obviously, obviously, as the Jewish community celebrates Passover, something UT's Texas Hillbill, a hub for Jewish student life on campus, noted in its statement. The timing of this protest is not lost on us, making use of a Jewish holiday and observance to promote a hateful agenda.
Now, I don't dispute what you said earlier, that, of course, college campuses are, you know, primed for protesting, have been for generations when it comes to war, especially wars that involve the United States. However, you're welcome to protest, but you still have to go to class.
Look at this photo and describe it for our listeners. You would not even think that this is here. That is happening at the University of Texas at Austin today.
What you see is the backs of several students who are clearly protesting and what look like state troopers who are pushing them back. Behind the state troopers is a very, very large crowd of what I can only imagine are also other protesters. But you say that you wouldn't see that in America. That is America. That's what we do. We protest. But back to my original point, you're welcome to protest. You can camp out on the lawn or do whatever you want with your new tent that you just bought at Home Depot, but you still have to go to class. And if you don't go to class, you don't pass.
Well, and for the folks that are protesting that are students, that applies. If they don't show up for their final, they're going to fail that final.
That's what I'm saying.
But what about the other people that have nothing to do with that university that are just there to cause...
Do you not have the right to go protest on a college campus?
No, I don't. One of the schools today closed their gates. There's a gate, it's closed.
Well, if it's a private university and you are not a member of that university, they have every right to say bye.
We had this out yesterday with respect to all of the universities being private. They were all private until today.
Yes.
Austin's not private.
No, it's not. It's a state university. So is the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor. Both are public schools. And I believe Cal Poly is a state school as well. And they started up there today. Sam, when you look up MIT, I think MIT is a public school.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology is a private, non-profit college.
Okay. I was wrong.
What do you do?
Well, if you're a private school, i.e. Columbia, MIT, Yale, Harvard, where all of these protests originally started, you can do whatever you want, quite frankly. These students have no rights. You're a private school. And so you want to start tearing down their tents and throw them in the trash? Good. But back to my original point, though. You're welcome to protest. You can do that all day long and all night if you want. I don't care. You know, I don't think half of these students even know what they're protesting. They just protest to protest because they're young and ideologically ignorant and immature.
But I don't know that I agree with that.
But you have to go to school. And if you're not willing to go to school, we will flunk you.
4 minutes ago from the New York Times, the House Speaker has said the White House should act now as campus protests are spreading. Speaker Mike Johnson facing boos at Columbia as he criticized protesters after meeting with Jewish students. He invoked the possibility of bringing in the National Guard and cutting funding to the schools.
Okay, he has the authority to do the latter.
Not the former.
He has no authority to do the former. It is not up to him to call in the National Guard. That would be up to the governor of New York. I mean, he is politicizing an already overly politicized event. Shame on him. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. How do you handle this? And we're not trying to get into the Israeli-Gaza, Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's for people at a much higher pay grade than where we find ourselves. But you have students on these campuses, and it is expanding. It started at Columbia, moved to Harvard and Yale, MIT. Yesterday went to the University of Michigan. Today, University of Texas, where they have called in state troopers in full riot gear. What do you do? I would make the simple argument: you go to class or you fail. We are not giving in. We will hold class, and if you don't show up, you don't pass. End of story. 913-586-7798. I always wonder when we get a text like this from 2361 that just says, "Wow, Scott, what did I say that offended you?"
Wow.
I said, make them go to school or flunk them.
They're so wowed, they didn't have any words to describe why they are wowed.
How is that even remotely controversial?
Johnson also said the madness has to stop. It has to stop, saying that Jewish students told him in his meeting today of heinous acts of bigotry that they have experienced because of their faith. He claims that people don't want to acknowledge the horrific terrorist attack against Israel back on October 7th and said of the anti-Semitic language, including calls to wipe Israel off the map, quote, "These are words we expect in Iran, not American lawmakers and American students."
Let's go to Ed in Kansas City. Ed, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi, this is a real tough one here. I've been listening to you guys, both of you, for a long time. But, you know, this isn't too much different. It's a little bit different, but not much different than when Vietnam was happening. And these kids, I'm 68. I was a kid watching TV with my older brother, who was in that era of Vietnam. All these kids, thousands of them, protesting because of how rotten, you know, we had no business over there. That's just my opinion. And about 8,000,000 others. But I'll tell you what, these, if they're going to go protest, whether it's a private school, public school, and they know what the hell they're talking about, you know, you mentioned something, Scott, about their intelligence, not necessarily that word, that they don't know. They probably don't even know what they're protesting about. They know. These people are not at Yale, Harvard, Texas, Kansas, and being real, real stupid. This is just the whole damn thing just sucks. And these, you know, now they're getting into the people's faith and what have you. Hey, give up the damn hostages, and maybe the other side will abide by something right.
Okay. All right.
Ed, thank you for the call. Multiple people online are pointing out Kent State.
1968.
When the National Guard was called into...
six students died.
Kent State and Ohio National Guard opened fire and killed, I believe, 4 and wounded 9.
I thought it was 6. Maybe I'm wrong. 913-586-7798. James in Kansas City. James, hello.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
So, Scott, I agree with your initial point in that, you know, obviously if they don't go to school, what are you going to do? But also, I think these students have enough object permanence to know that they're taking that risk, that if they skip the final to protest, they may not be given a second chance. I would also like to point out that I take a few issues with how this story is being presented. Number one, to argue that the U.S. isn't involved in this conflict is just false. We just gave Israel billions of dollars, and it's far from our first time in doing that. Like, we are absolutely financially involved in this conflict, whether or not we're actually there.
Don't disagree with that.
Secondly, I don't like how obscure these protests are being covered. Obviously, the anti-Semitic events happening are horrible and should be treated the same way you would treat any racist. But the only thing you're hearing about what the protest is over is that they're pro-Palestinian. I mean, we just heard it in the last news break. The only line mentioned was that they're pro-Palestinian, and not mentioning the fact that they are protesting how their universities are also involved in financially supporting the war through partnerships with businesses that also support the Israeli government and a few other matters. But I think overall, I think what we're going to see is going to be really, really important for how we treat issues like this coming down the line. Because like Dana said, anti-war protests have been happening on college campuses forever. And I think that if we see if we continue to see these some of the strongest crackdowns in recent history, that's going to tell us a lot about how these issues are going to get handled in the future.
Okay.
James, thank you for the call.
Good call. Do appreciate hearing from you. Kevin in Lee Summit. Kevin, good afternoon. Hi.
Good afternoon. Hey, you know, I spent many years in the military protecting people's rights. And I believe they have every right in the world to protest. But I also believe the people that go to school there have the same right to pursue happiness through education. Okay. I believe that the schools do have the ability to say, you can protest in this way. We're going to give you the space, the time, as long as you're not disruptive to other people trying to pursue what they wish, then you're okay. And if people go against that, then now what you've done is said, hey, you broke the rules. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I got to stop you there, my friend.
Kevin, thank you for the call and for your service.
Great call. Yeah, thank you for your service. I'm heading out to UCM. First solo flight at 6:30 tonight.
I can't wait.
May God be with me and with her.
Take some video.
I will. All right, quick break for the news. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, my name is Scott. Here on KMBZ, we'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.